Right, so I'm joined in the studio now by Karen Larkin, the director of Annick Food Festival and the director of the Olympic Torch when it comes to Annick. That is right, isn't it?
Yes. Well, festival coordinator for the Festival of Annick, which is in celebration of the London 2012 Games.
So, I've got to ask you this. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I could be sick. Yes, really excited.
Tell us a bit about what you're doing and what Annick is doing to take part with this extraordinary thing that we're doing.
It is. It's huge. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Annick to really showcase everything that's brilliant about the place and everything that has been brilliant about the place. It's an opportunity for every single individual who lives here to just get involved. Everybody, well, most people belong to a group or an organisation, you know, a WI or a Rotary Club or Lions or school or knitting club, whatever. There's an opportunity for every single person in the town to get involved, and you'd be mad not to.
Now, that does sound exciting.
It is.
Now, Karen would love for you to get your questions into, because she's going to stick about, aren't you, Karen?
I am, yes. Ask me anything. I can't promise to answer it, because I have signed a disclaimer, because there's only certain things that I can tell you.
Right, so all you need to do is send us a text on 07961 771073, or give us a call on 01665 602244. Go to our website, lionheartradio.com. And click contact or send us an email. And of course, the Facebook and Twitter is up as well. So that is it. Please, please, please get in touch. Now, what do you know about the Olympic torch? Like,
It probably sounds a bit mad, but not a huge amount. I mean, it's one of those things that the week-long festival that we're planning for Annick has been... The idea was Annick Town Council have just sort of seized the opportunity to really make the most of the fact that the torch is coming, and we're basically going to have a week-long party in the town.
We like parties.
We do like parties. To just do anything and everything. So there'll be elements of Annick Fair being brought back into it. There'll be a mini music festival, a mini food festival, a mini beer festival, and just really getting a carnival atmosphere in the town. I want the place jumping for a week, because it's just going to be amazing.
So is that running from the Monday to the Friday?
It'll run from the Saturday, which is the 9th of June, right the way through to the 15th, which is the night where it'll finish at a closing ceremony on the 15th of June, and the torch leaves Annick on the 15th of June.
Ooh, so you're hoping to get anybody that we know involved there?
Again, I mean, the evening celebrations, at every overnight venue, there's going to be an evening celebration. Details of that will follow very, very shortly. I don't actually know the details of that. I don't know who's coming. I don't know. All I know is that there's going to be massive sort of Radio 1 roadshow at every celebration. So yeah, I mean, as for Annick, it's massive opportunity, and it is really, really exciting.
That's a bit like I was reading on the BBC website, and of course you can read it on the BBC website as well, because the BBC seem to have a lot of coverage about it already.
They have, yeah.
Go to www.bbc.co.uk/news/UK-133-91986. I'll just repeat that again, bbc.co.uk/news/UK-133-91986, and they do have a lot of coverage, as I've already said. I was reading on it as well that it goes from Berwick to Bamborough, then to Annick, so it does visit another town or so. Well, a village, doesn't it?
Yeah, Bamborough. I mean, the whole point of the torch and the limp and the relay is that so that it can touch as many communities as possible, which I imagine, I don't know this for sure, but that'll be why it's going down the coast, sort of amble way, because if it were to go down the A1, you're not actually passing through any communities, and you're hardly going to get kids standing at the side of the A1 waving a flag. So it's, you know, that's kind of the whole sort of reasoning behind it. Which is brilliant. And I mean, for us, that because we're so sort of spread out and all over the place, the more communities it goes to, the better.
Now, as you're saying, you don't know that much, to be honest, about it. So I've got a couple of questions already from some of the lot at Lionheart.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you can tell us these or not. As you've said, you've had the disclaimer to sign all that. But we've had a question from Anne, and she says, is it true that the torch will be staying in the castle overnight?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Question answered.
So I don't know. It could stay in the castle overnight. It could well stay in the market square overnight. I don't know. Details as and when will be revealed. And as soon as I'm allowed to say anything, then obviously I will.
Very good. And I want to be the first to know mine. So do you know whereabouts the torch is going? In Annick, or whereabouts?
I think if people have the perception that the torch is just going to come off the A1, it's going to go at the castle, it's going to go at the garden, and then it's going to go back on the A1, then you're wrong. I think it's an opportunity for every single person, and that's all I'm going to say, in the town to really get involved, get behind it, embrace it, and just celebrate it.
That is good. I am actually looking forward to this. The more you say, the more it gets exciting.
It is.
So, Anne has got another question. How do people apply to be a torch bearer? Do they speak to you or?
Again, that's something. The actual torch and its arrival and its departure is nothing that I am directly connected with. There are, I think, as far as I know, Lloyd's TSB, the main sponsors, Samsung and Coca-Cola, they are the ones that you contact to nominate a person to be a torch bearer.
So you don't have any idea if the torchbearers have been picked or
I think
already
The nominations have already sort of been accounted for. I don't know whether you can still nominate a person or apply to do it yourself. It would probably be best, as you say, looking on the website and going about it that way.
And I was also reading as well, throughout the whole event, the BBC Red Button have got live coverage 24/7 of it. So we might be on the telly. Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, you never know. Yeah, I think every single torchbearer is going to be followed on the Red Button. So BBC One, all the radio stations, all the TV channels, there'll be, I mean, for Annick, to be honest, it's a double whammy, because apart from the fact that we're the second smallest place that the torch is staying overnight, Bowness and Windermere is the smallest, everywhere else you've got sort of 200,000 people in population, and we've got 8. So I think the rest of the country is going to be looking at us thinking, how are they going to cope with that? And the other thing is that it's the first port of call when the torch comes back into England from Scotland. So it's the last leg of its journey before it gets to London and starts for the opening ceremony for the Games.
I mean, Annick isn't just... This is just a bonus for us as well, because, I mean, we've had the Queen, had the Duchess and Duke's daughter's marriage, which had a lot of coverage and all that as well. So Annick is actually doing well, isn't it?
It's doing incredibly well. And I think, you know, from this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is an opportunity that we are never, ever going to get again. And if it puts Annick right back up there, as it was in 2003, as the best place in Annick to live, I want every single person, doesn't matter whether you like the volcano night they have down at Allenmouth or the raft race, anything at all, contact me and I want everybody involved.
Oh, I'm just getting excited. I was excited for Christmas today, and I mean, just listening to this, I'm more excited for this, and this isn't happening until the 15th of June, if I'm right.
Yep.
So, is the 15th of June the day that the torch comes, or is it already here on the 15th? Or
It gets here on the 14th, which is the Thursday, 14th of June, and then it'll stay overnight somewhere in Annick, nobody yet knows where, and then it'll leave early doors Friday morning on the 15th and then head its way down the coast towards Amble, Warkworth, those places.
So is there any times that it's coming through the centre? Or even if it is coming through the centre, we don't know that yet, do we?
No, you can't really confirm times just at the minute. As time goes on, I mean, they're not actually going to confirm the route through anywhere until 2 weeks before the event, I guess for security reasons, because there's a bit of... few problems in that area.
Yeah, because I mean the places are announced where it's going, but it doesn't know the exact route. Say, like, we know it's coming to Annick, but we don't know where or where. So just out of Annick, it also visits Hipsburn, Warkworth, Amble, Newbiggin-by-the-Sea, Asherton, Chopperton, Mortbeth, Hartford, Bedlington, Blythe, Whitley Bay, Collacourt, Tynemouth, North Shields, Howden, Wallsend, and then eventually hitting Newcastle. And it does approach us on the 28th day.
Yeah.
Of the route, isn't that
right?
That's right,
yeah.
Oh, I am getting excited. Now, how do we get the chance to see this? Is it, like, that was another question we've had. How do we get the chance to see it?
Well, thankfully, you know, rather than everybody having to come out of work or have the day off or you know, come out of school or whatever. I think early indications are that the torch will probably be arriving sort of late afternoon. So there's just so many, you know, everybody will get the opportunity to be here and see the torch. And also with the evening celebration, we'll just find out details of that as soon as. And it's an opportunity for everybody to come to Alnwick, see what's happening, get involved and just really have, you know, enjoy the historic occasion.
Yeah, and I was also reading on the BBC website as well that not only public are carrying the torch, there's also some celebrities along the way carrying it as well. So do you think we'll have any celebrities visiting Alnwick?
Who knows?
We never know, do we?
We never know.
It's exciting.
And once again, as soon as I know this information and I can share it with you, I will.
Now, obviously, you're organising all the music, the beer, whatever you're doing. do you have any famous people who you'd like to perform or whatever? Or
It's a difficult one, really, because with there being a mini music festival, then obviously I want Alnwick International Music Festival to sort of get involved, and they've got the contact and the you know, the links with the groups, so it would be good for them to be able to have a say in who's coming. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's all down to budget at the end of the day, which is one of the things I need to establish. Is yes, Alnwick Town Council have put me in a part-time post to organise this whole thing, but I'm working on a budget of absolutely nothing at the moment. So the more money that I can raise, whether it's in sponsorship for the event, then the more I can bring to Alnwick. So I would urge anybody who has a business and who wants to get involved, or who wants to just generally get involved, to contact me.
So you want to get your money up to run this on?
Yeah, I need around about £10,000.
You've heard that, listeners, £10,000
to be able to do it. And you know, I'm looking at all sorts of different things that we can do for the town. The more money that I can have to do it, the more we can do.
Oh, that does sound good. Now, I've had another question. Is the Olympic flame a flame that's lit? Fire? Is it fire, or is it a bright light, or...?
No, it's fire. As far as I know, it's actually lit from, because it's quite fascinating. Did you see the caravan in the marketplace when it came a couple of months ago?
I didn't actually
know. There was the sort of Olympic caravan, and it explained exactly how the torch is lit. It's lit in Greece, and it's all done with sunlight and mirrors, and it's all quite fascinating stuff. And then the torch obviously comes here. It starts off at Land's End, goes all the way up the west side into Scotland, and then down the east coast, and then into sort of central England, and back down to London again. But yes, it is a flame that is lit, and apparently it causes an absolute headache if it goes out. So let's hope it's not too windy on the day.
I know, we don't want it to rain or anything, do we?
Apparently, I think the flame can withstand 40 mile an hour winds, and it can withstand rain, snow, hail, sleet, all that kind of stuff.
Have you seen any photos of the flame?
No.
It's on the website. You must have a look. It's beautiful. It's this big gold. It's beautiful, actually. I'll let you have a look when we go.
Okay.
We'll put some music on after. We've got a question off Becca. Is Lionheart Radio going to be involved with your part of the...
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, are you? I don't know.
I don't know. You have to speak to Anne. Anne will be the one.
If you want to be involved, be involved. I mean, that's exactly the type of thing. I want everybody to be involved, to, you know, have a presence in the marketplace and just make the most of the opportunity.
Now, you must have a million and one ideas in your head going through right now, mustn't you?
Yeah.
So, within the festival that you're organising, what do you have any idea what you'd like to have, what you'd like to share with us?
I guess it's every venue, whether it's the Playhouse or the Northumberland Hall, the Town Hall. I just want something going on in every single venue. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to have like a tribute area to people who have been in the town. At the end of the day, Alnwick, because of the people that make it what it is. And it is a fabulous town. And I think actually once you start talking to people, which I have done a few times in researching what people want, what we should be showcasing, there is a common denominator, and it's the community factor that we have within Alnwick itself, and also the surrounding areas. So it's just having an element of everything, like Rennington Scarecrows. They can have a place to do, you know, this is what we do, this is why, this is who does it, and this is who it helps, as well as people like the Allan Mouth Raft Race, the Volcano Night, and just generally getting everybody to do a little bit. And if everybody does that, it'll be fantastic.
Now, so do you know the day that it's setting off from Land's End and all the dates and different things?
19th of May it sets off, which is the day, I remember that because it's the day before my birthday.
Uh-huh. And it's going to take 70 days
yes.
to get to the stadium, isn't
yes.
it? Oh, I'm getting excited.
It is. It's such a. I think if people have an idea of wow, this is going to be quite a big thing. Because of the information I know, if you times whatever you think by about 20, you'll be somewhere near the scale of what it is that's coming to Alnwick. And I think that I can't get the sort of general gist of it over strongly enough that it is a massive thing for Alnwick, probably the biggest thing to have happened in the last 100 years, and we've got an opportunity and we have to just really get behind it. And I think because we're one of the smallest populations that the torch is coming to, we're going to have to shout pretty loud to be heard, to be noticed, and to be remembered. But I'm sure if everyone gets together, we'll do it.
Now, people at school know about the whole Olympic flame doing mm-hmm. its route and all that, but is there only one Olympic torch? One of my friends wanted to know that, because he was doing work experience and he went as something. I don't know what exactly he was doing, but he said they're making more than one Olympic torch, and I was like, surely they're not.
I think there's only one torch that comes on the relay, because that's the whole point of having the relay.
Exactly.
And then when they get to London, that one torch then lights the beacon at the sports stadium. So, yeah, I think there is only one. I mean, they may be making extra ones just in case somebody drops it or bashes it or whatever. I don't really know.
Now, just reading this, it says the Olympic torch is made from aluminium alloy, which is light enough to be carried by young people who are expected to make up half of the 8,000 torchbearers. So it's going to be a lot of people.
It's going to be a lot of people. I hope they have an antibacterial wipe to wash it.
Oh, lovely.
Nasty.
So will you get the chance to touch it because you're doing all this?
I doubt it. I don't know.
You should do.
I think I'll be too busy to want to carry the flame.
Yeah. And now, looking on the we haven't actually had any text emails for you, Karen.
Oh, how disappointing. I'm so...
I know.
I really want somebody, please text me a question or anything. Food festival.
You're sticking around, though, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about a few other things.
Until I get a question.
Oh, yes.
I'll be here till midnight.
Oh, please, please stay. I will be here, though. And no one else is on after me. So what was the other thing I was going to ask? There was something else. Now, moving on a little bit after the Olympic torch, there was... You were talking about the food festival,
yes.
and hopefully starting off a children's committee.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
I think it's interesting to hear the views of everybody, and I think it's really important that we include the next generation into things. I mean, I've always been involved in just being at things because my dad was organising stuff in Alnwick. He has been for years.
So you got it off him.
Yeah, it's his fault. And it's just really good. It gives you a bit of a focus, gives you, you know, something to think about rather than just hanging around thinking, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. Well, actually, there is. There's loads to do. Mm-hmm. And it also, you know, when you get to sort of 13, 14, 15 and you're wanting to sort of get out and get a Saturday job or do something else, it's something positive that you can put on a reference as well to an employer, and it makes you stand out from the rest for the right reasons and not the wrong ones.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were saying that you want... Moving back to the Olympic Torch Festival, you were talking about you need money to
yes.
obviously do it. So were you thinking about any events or you'd like people to donate? Or
well, you can't really donate because it's not a charity, but it's just sort of getting businesses involved in terms of what they get back in terms of sponsorship. And it is a one-off opportunity, and the world media is going to be in Alnwick on that Thursday and Friday.
Worldwide.
So, yeah.
Oh, my
the
goodness.
Eyes of the world are going to be on Alnwick. So it is a massive opportunity. There will be a lot of, certainly, local coverage leading right up to the Thursday itself, because they're waiting for the torch to come back into England. So like I said before, we've got a real double whammy. And if people don't get involved, they'd be absolutely insane.
Now, are you wanting to say you have your food festival and you have a lot of people involved, you know, with the green jumpers on, a bit like what I did this year. Are you wanting people to be involved like that for the next one coming up, for anybody who wants to get
absolutely
involved?
Absolutely. There's going to be so many things. We're going to need so much manpower for the Festival of Anarch in June. And because it's a week-long festival, to do it for a weekend, that's a lot to ask somebody. But to do it for a week is a huge thing to ask somebody to do.
So just in case anybody wants to get involved with that, have you got an email address or a website?
Well, the best thing to do is just to contact me directly, and I'm just using my food festival email address at the moment. So if people could contact me at karen@anarchfoodfestival.co.uk, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Or you can give me a ring on 0784 654 2929.
What was that?
0784 654 2929.
Oh, it is brilliant. Now, you've actually got a cup of tea or a coffee waiting outside for you. So we'll let our servants come in and we'll slaves bring a cup of tea or a coffee in.
I'm so excited. I just hope everybody else is.
It is very exciting, is. I must admit. Mm-hmm. We've had two off Alex Robertson. He's saying, why is the Olympic torch coming to Anarch? What is the point? That's not negative. That is a good thing. You just want to know why bring it to Anarch.
Well, why not? Who cares? It's coming, and that's that. It's a huge opportunity for Anarch, and for, you know, it's a massive thing in history. And, you know, if it was going to Morpeth and not coming to Anarch, we'd be sitting here saying, well, why is it going to Morpeth and it's not coming to Anarch?
It is good that it is coming, though,
isn't it? It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And I think for the kids to be part of, and for the people of Anarch to be able to say, I'm from Anarch, and yes, we've got the Olympic torch coming, it's incredible.
But ever since my granda found out, like obviously with BBC and all that, all my granda's gone is, I'll never get to see this again. It's once in a lifetime and all this. I was like, maybe for you, but no. We never know, I might see it again.
Well, you might.
Depends how long I live for.
I mean, even if we host the Olympics again, the chances are it ain't going to come to Anarch again.
Exactly.
So this is literally a once in a lifetime opportunity to really sort of get involved and see the Olympic flame. It's amazing.
Another one off him as well says, what's your plan of action if someone drops the Olympic torch?
That's not my problem. That's up to LOCOG, the Olympic Organising Committee. They're seeing the actual torch in and out of the county. So if anything like that happens, I shall just look over my shoulder and hope somebody can pick it up and carry on.
And there's bound to be hundreds and hundreds of police and security
and everything else,
isn't there?
Will be.
Because I don't know when it was, but when it wasn't that long ago, it got announced. They showed a video clip of someone grabbing the torch to like touch it to say, and the police had guns on them.
Yeah,
just all swooped to the floor, which I thought. Whoa,
yeah, I know.
Quite scary. Keep your hands off.
Absolutely. I think a similar thing happened to Connie Hook when she carried the torch over.
I think that might be the video clip, actually.
Wherever it was. There's a lot of, a lot of controversy about the torch and whether it should or whether it shouldn't. And it's just each to their own, really. But yes, there will be a lot of police, a lot of security, and that's one of the reasons why they won't be announcing the route until a couple of weeks before.
Exactly. What's the other one? Barney Healy-Smith has said, what if someone runs really fast and it goes out? Does that mean the Olympics will be called off? But as you said already, it would be a pain if it was to go out.
It would be a massive pain. But I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think I read somewhere that it has to be relit from somewhere else, and it actually puts the entire thing back sort of hours, and it's timed to almost to the second as to where the torch is going to be at what time. And like I said earlier, it can withstand gusts of wind up to 40 miles per hour, so if somebody can run faster than 40 miles per hour, then good on them. They should be in the Olympics and representing their country.
No, it's not hard then, is it? It's not hard to go out.
I don't think it will go out.
Now, I've had a couple of Tina as well. She says, where will the Olympic torch route start, finish, and how long will it take?
It starts on the 19th of May, if we're talking about the nationwide relay, and it finishes on the 27th of July in London. So, as I say, it goes all the way up the west side of the country, into Northern Ireland, into Scotland, and then back down the east side and through central England until it gets back down to London.
How long does that take?
70 days.
70 days, oh. Now, Tina says, does she need to bring her autograph book along to the event?
Well, I am. That's all I'm going to say.
Are we expecting famous faces?
Well, I don't know.
Chris Miles, Fern Cotton.
But it's an opportunity that I would imagine there will be some famous faces there. I'd be surprised if there aren't. And yeah, we can always get your autograph, Lewis, if there is nobody else famous there.
Oh, very good. we've got the questions flocking in now, actually.
Oh,
you'll be
fantastic.
Happy. Kate Imerson says, can I hold it?
If you've been nominated and if you get the email or the phone call to say, then yes, you can. But otherwise, I wouldn't suggest it. Otherwise, you might get a policeman jump on you.
And we don't want that.
And we don't want that, no.
So as you were saying earlier on, that you're only the ANIC coordinator and nothing else.
No, I'm nothing to do with the torch itself. Just the festival that is surrounding the celebration.
And yeah, hoping to do the week-long festival. Is this in the evening or just... Or is it all day?
It'll be all day, starting on the 9th of June, which is the Saturday. So it'll be all day Saturday, all day Sunday, Monday, right the way through to the Friday.
All day?
All day. But what I want to see, it's always a bit annoying how things just tend to finish at sort of 5 o'clock in the evening and suddenly the shop's shut and that's it. Well, you don't go to other places and if there's still people hanging around and they're still having a good time and they want to drink tea or they want to have a beer or whatever, then there's no reason why the place should shut. So I would like to see music and a bit of entertainment going on into the early evening and... absolutely just making it. We'll be getting into the longest day of the year as well, so it'll be quite light and reasonably warm, hopefully, at night time. So it's just an opportunity for everybody to get together and have a good time.
Exactly. Well, I hope I haven't got any exams that week, because I might actually just take the whole week off. Because it's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us, as you've already said.
It is, yeah. It's never going to happen. It won't happen again in your lifetime, unless you move to another country and live somewhere else and they host the Olympics. You're not going to get an opportunity like this ever again.
Exactly. Now, still joining me for the next however long, Karen Larkin, the coordinator of the Olympic Torch Festival here in ANIC and the ANIC Food Festival as well. For involved with the ANIC Food Festival, she wants to start off a children's committee type of thing, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's good just to get a kid's view on ideas, and I'm sort of, well, dare I say it, getting on a little bit now. So I need
getting
some
old, yeah, grey hair.
You weren't meant to say that, actually. just getting a kid's view of what, or a younger person's view of what they'd like to see in ANIC. You know, what does the younger person want in ANIC? What do you want to see? What's exciting? What have other towns got that we haven't? And, you know, just sort of trying things out, really, and just getting involved, because it's great.
Now, you've got two children of your own. Do they often give you ideas? And
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, they're quite creative in that sense. And, you know, if I'm doing something, they're always sort of there behind us.
So we want more children like that?
So, yeah.
Just, you don't want more children,
No, I don't want definitely don't want more children. Good Lord, no. But, yeah, they just getting some good ideas, you know, what's doable, what
exactly
isn't. And just people, you know, and young people who want to do things and organise things. And it is really, really good.
Now, I've had a question off one of my friends in the Isle of Man. Mm. She says, have I read that one?
No.
Is the Olympic torch supposed to go out? Never go out? How do they keep it going?
Oh.
No, I haven't read that one. That was the one I told you off air,
oh,
if
right,
I remember
yeah
rightly.
Yes, it is meant to keep going. It does create a bit of a massive problem if it does go out. And I don't actually know. I think it's kept going by... there must be some kind of oil or gas inside it or something. They won't actually say, I don't think, what exactly is inside it, because then other people will just copy the idea and try and replicate it. So, yeah, it can't go out. It causes a massive problem. And if it does, then I don't know.
now, back to the food festival.
Yes.
How many children would you like to be involved with this committee?
Well, just as many as. I mean, I can hold a separate, almost a committee meeting for younger people. You know, maybe a dozen, maybe half a dozen. I don't know. I'm sort of grateful for any new ideas or any new thoughts. So you don't have to come to a meeting. Just get in contact with me. Email me, Karen@annickfoodfestival.co.uk, and just let me know your ideas.
Now, do you have a specific, what's that word?
Specific.
Specific age range that you'd like?
Probably sort of middle school upwards. I mean, the first schools, I'll be able to get in touch with the schools themselves and maybe go into their assemblies and sort of get a sense of how the schools would like to be involved. But one thing I do find is that the food festival is really bad timing for schools because they've generally only been back 2 or 3 weeks and then it's the food festival. So it doesn't give them a huge amount of time to actually think of what they can do because they're just getting into the start of the new academic year.
Right.
So individually, it's just getting, you know, some... Certainly over the summer holidays, it's a really good project for younger people to work on. And like I said earlier, when you get to sort of your age and you're looking for jobs, Saturday jobs, references, if you've done some work helping an organisation on a voluntary basis, it puts you in a far, far better position of getting a job because you stand out.
Exactly. Now, we want questions in. How long are you going to stay for?
I don't know. Half six.
Half six. If we keep going up half.
I'm all right until half six. If you want to,
you can stay for the whole time, as much as I'm concerned, because we're having a good chat, aren't we?
Oh, it's a good crack, aye.
Oh, yes. So, please send in your messages, any questions or whatever, if you have any queries. Mainly about Annick, though, because Karen doesn't know everything. She's not Wonder Woman, but she will try and answer as many questions as you can. Yes, you can. Send us a text, 07961 771073, or give us a call on
01665 602244.
Brilliant. Now let's have some more music while I try and think of more questions. Everyone else here at Lionheart thinks of more questions, and maybe Karen can think of a question as well. That
I always ask myself questions, or I could ask you a question.
Oh, you never know, we could. Now, Karen, you'll just tell me something about the music festival, which is happening in August, so just let one know about that.
Yes, music festival, I can't remember the actual date. It's the first Saturday in August, which I think is about the 4th or the 5th. It's a 7-day event. Music festival are really, really struggling for help and volunteers just to do stuff during the week. And anybody who fancies getting involved, I don't think anyone actually realises, with events such as the music festival and the food festival and the Festival of Annick, that the committees tend to be very, very small, and it's generally speaking the same people all the time that are doing the same thing, and they really, really do need help. We all need help. So if anybody who has got time on their hands and they want to just get involved and do something, even if it's a few hours just here and there, then please, please, I urge you to get in touch.
Exactly. So obviously you've got the so many different things. You've got your food festival. Now obviously it's not until, when is the food festival? September
22nd 23rd next year.
Now you must already be thinking yeah, so many different things,
yeah,
it's hard to sort of
at times just separate the two, the Festival of Annick and then the food festival and all the things that fall in between. But there's just so much. I mean, if you had unlimited time and unlimited budget, you could just do so much with it, but I do have to be reined back at times.
Exactly. Now I'm just having a little laugh there on the Facebook at the moment, because my friend put on there, how do they keep it going? And obviously we answered that, and then one of the other ones has said, carefully. And I was like, what? What's going on? And then she says, yeah, but there's wind and stuff, and on planes, etc.
I know, that is a good thing, a good question, actually, because it does obviously have to come via a plane or sea or at some point, so they obviously have to keep it going, so maybe they just turn the gas down or turn the oil down or something during that time.
No, I've just clicked that they do light it before they come over, don't they? My brain's just messed up at the moment.
Yeah, it's lit when it's in Greece.
So, oh, but it is, it's so exciting.
It is.
To do. So, are you going to be going around all the local businesses asking for the help?
Absolutely. And it's a case of, there's always something that every business can do, even if they can't give any money in terms of sponsorship. They can always stick a poster in the window. One of the things I am looking at doing, actually, is to raise some funds to enable us to do things throughout the course of the week. Is having a duck race. When I was the regional fundraiser for Grace House, mm-hmm. I organised a duck race at the Annick Garden.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
And the concept was, I mean, it was incredible, really, for such a simple idea. And the first duck race that I organised, it raised about £27,000 for the charity. So it was a huge success. So when asking people the question, what should we do? Somebody said, well, why don't you do a duck race? Because it's good fun. It's a family event. It involves the Annick Garden as well. So do that. So that is one of the things I'll be doing. So even if businesses can just take tickets and sell them, I'm not asking them for money. I'm just asking them to sell the tickets to help contribute towards the cost of the event.
Now, you've just said, oh, why don't we talk about X Factor?
Yeah.
So what's... Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am enjoying it. I think it's probably made a difference because of the judges this year.
Exactly, yes.
I think Gary Barlow, I think although he gets slated, I actually think he's really, really good because he's just completely honest.
He's
not arrogant and he just says it how it is. And I sort of have respect for him for that.
Are you happy that Craig went out last night?
No, I really liked him. I think he could have gone a long way. And I know I'm probably... I'm not a massive Amelia fan, to be perfectly honest.
Don't start me on her.
Oh dear.
I'm not a big fan of her either.
No.
Must admit.
I read all the stuff in the paper after she'd been chucked out, and she sort of spat a dummy out, and Leveson, she was a bit childish about the whole thing. And oh yeah, it's, you know, takes a certain person, and I don't think she's it. She's not the full package, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Win? Who do you think's going to win?
I'd like to see, and again, shoot me down in flames, but I would love to see Janet win. Because I think, I really, really like Janet. See, if I was going to buy an album, I would buy her album, because I think she sounds like Ellie Goulden. And I've got Ellie Goulden's album, and I just think it's brilliant. Love it.
So what do you think about the whole Little Mix carrying on?
I think they are really, really good. I thought what they did on Saturday was brilliant. And... I think whoever's left now, they're all going to do really, really well. So I don't think any of them's got anything to worry about.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's now at a stage where you can't sort of predict anything because it's up to the public.
Exactly, because there's quite a lot of people who I know and they're like, oh, I don't like Little Mix and all this. But I think the reason I like them so much is because they're different.
Yeah.
And not as if just a normal girl band, they're mm-hmm. proper... Yeah, Brapting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. All the
But I think they have because they're a group. You can probably identify. Or you probably like one more than the other, or you maybe like a couple, and you know you've got more chance of the likability factor the more of you there are. So I suppose they've got a sort of upper hand really on the individual singers.
Mm-hmm. Now a lot of people have been saying they think it's fixed. Do you think it's got a bit of a chance of being?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably.
I don't know.
Not sure.
It was the whole thing with just everything, really, about the whole Frankie Kokoza carry on. And I know, obviously, can't help what he did, and we're not going to discuss that because it's just weird. But you know what I mean? I just think they do all this reality TV programmes for fix.
Yeah, they do.
Like Big Brother, for example.
Yeah.
Everyone hated the winner.
Yeah.
And they used to
That's right. I think they generally go for the, you know, what's good TV entertainment, don't they? And they go for the comedy acts. I mean, I thought Kitty was completely OTT.
Definitely.
She had a good voice, but I think she was becoming a bit predictable.
She did that at the end, when she sang the Born This Way, it was a bit stupid.
I know, you just sort of leave quietly, don't you, and just sort of maintain some kind of dignity, and I don't think she did, really.
And then Gaga come running on.
Yeah.
Did you see that when it happened on ITV too?
Yes, yes.
She just come running on, and
mm-hmm.
I do like Gaga. Do you have any...
Absolutely love Lady Gaga.
She's brilliant.
She's a bit sort of wild, wacky out there and completely unhinged, so I can identify with that.
So the X Factor is on this Saturday at 8 p.m. and then the results can be seen at 8 p.m. on Sunday when Jessie J and the very own Ollie Murs perform. What do you think of them two?
Onimers, not sure.
Not sure?
No.
Come on, Karen. You could get them up to do the Olympic situation.
I could drop him a line, I suppose. Jessie J, I think she's fabulous. Oh. I think she's brilliant.
Because I was having this discussion yesterday about the, how she does all this la 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 thing with her voice.
Yeah.
And we just thought, oh, that it's obviously done in a studio and they've cut and paste and
yeah,
but she does it live. She did it live on the Children in Need in Manchester. Ah. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't see that bit. No,
because they did it on Thursday night when they were at Manchester. Right. Did not see any of that. So that was good, and I was just shocked to see that because I just thought it was like the studio have edited it and la 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 la.
She's meant to be very, because she was in a West End show, wasn't she?
Was she?
That's why she's so good, because she was on the stage in the West End apparently.
I'm not sure. So you're not a big fan of Ollie Murs, you know?
Well, I like him, but I think one of the things is Marcus on the show at the minute. I think he's trying to base himself on Ollie Murs because they've got the similar kind of singing style. And yeah. I'm just not sure.
Do you watch Strictly?
No.
You don't watch Strictly?
No, I don't like it when they start clapping. All they've done is spun round, or they've just lifted somebody up and then the audience start clapping. I'm like, what?
Bruce Forsyth does me.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of him.
No.
You should have seen him though, because this week they were at Wembley for a special. It was just dreadful.
Was it?
You just, because he had the big audience, so like 8 million people, however many people there were there, I don't know.
Mm.
But he was just showing off, which I thought was a bit strange. So Strictly can be seen at 7 o'clock on Saturday and 7:25 on Sunday with the results where CeeLo Green is performing.
Oh, brilliant.
Forget you. Karen Larkin laughing at me.
I know, you're just...
It was so funny.
Just a little bit of singing
CeeLo,
there.
Little CeeLo.
Get in there, yeah.
I didn't realise he was so small.
Oh, well, there
He's
go.
He's tiny.
Is he? Oh.
See, I first saw him on the Brits when he sang my Paloma Faith. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Oh, she's lovely.
Right.
I haven't met her before, but she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch I'm a Celebrity?
No.
Oh, come on, Karen.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I'm so busy working on the food festival and the Festival of Anik. I don't get time to sit and watch telly.
Oh,
Saturday night, that's my night. That's the only time I sit and watch telly.
And then the rest you're working?
Rest of the time I'm working.
Working late, working early?
Yeah, all the time. And if I'm not doing that, I'm sleeping. If I'm not sleeping, I'm walking the dogs. If I'm not walking the dogs, I'm riding the horse. So, yeah, there's always something to do.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, when the Olympic torch comes down, will it have a name? Is it like...
Like Fred.
Oh, very funny, Karen. No, but I mean, is it going to be called the Olympic torch extravaganza or whatever?
It's just the Olympic torch relay. That's what it is.
Even when it comes to Anik?
Well, if you want to have a little name for it, Lewis, you have a little name for it.
All right,
then.
So we've got the Anik Spectacular of the Olympic torch. Torch Spectacular. Well, you know, it's good thinking of names like that. But I guarantee it's going to be good. Oh, I'm
It'll
so excited.
Phenomenal.
You must keep me informed.
I will. I'll keep coming back and telling people who's involved, what they're doing, and sort of really sort of banging it home everyone needs to get on board and do something.
Oh, I've had a message as well from Tom. Let's have a look. He's put for Karen, question for Karen. How far does each person carry the torch and play ABBA Winner Takes It All? Tom! So how far does each person carry the torch?
I think it's 300 yards.
Do you think?
I think, yeah. I'm fairly certain it's 300 yards.
Well, that should be good, because, I mean, I am looking forward to it. So, Uncle Tom, your question's answered about 300 yards. But we'll soon let you know if it's definite, because...
Yes, I'll find... The best thing to do is to email questions... Just to Lionheart, and then if you forward them to me, you can pass it on, and I can find out the facts and figures and come back to you.
Exactly. Now, I was speaking to the person who organised all the interviews, Yvonne, and she was saying you're hoping to come in about every 6 weeks to keep us informed or whatever.
At least,
did you know about that, or have I just told
her? Yes. No, she did mention something, but yeah, I think definitely once a month, and you know, just keeping people informed of what is going on.
Exactly. So have you got anything else you want to say to me or anything else?
Crikey, just, you know, whoever you know, whoever you're talking to, just let them know about the Torch Festival and tell them to get in touch with either the radio station or with me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much
for
popping
in. Not that scary.
I know you're not. As I've just sat for like an hour and a half with you.
Nice cup of tea, and thank you for the Maltesers. Very okay. lovely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for popping in. Karen Larkin, everybody!
Thank you.
Whether or not you want to come back on the show,
yes,
or you'll go on to somebody else's, I'll be happy to have you.
I don't mind. Whatever.
And I'll see you very soon.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much for popping in.